Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and happy new year, and welcome back to the Be Bankable Business Podcast and Radio Show. I am your host and your money coach, Miss Kalisha, CEO and founder of Miss Tax Lady LLC, your licensed Michigan real estate agent, notary, and paralegal. And we are kicking off our second season of She Has Risen. I'm so excited that you are on this radio show, on this blog, on this podcast, this call, this webinar, however you may be receiving this content. So let's dive right into it. Some people are born with a spirit of entrepreneurship and success, while others must work a little harder, but success is not out of reach. I have been so blessed to be exposed to women money makers as a child, so it has never felt unnatural or unconventional to me to believe that I could also do the same. These amazing women had the freedom of time and money that I admired and desired. And as a child, I was taught that it was safe for me to be bankable. That spirit has followed me through my teenage years into adulthood and led me to resign from an amazing corporate gig at the age of 23, and it allowed me to passionately pursue my personal endeavors as an entrepreneur. I joined Mary Kay at that time and became a beauty consultant at a beauty community college. From there, that evolved into many other direct sales and marketing skills and businesses that I held, such as Avon, such as Pure Romance, Damsel in Defense, and many, many, many other entrepreneur pathway shifts that I embarked on. Some of my favorites happened to be Warm Spirit, which eventually turned into Soul Purpose, and that is where I believe I truly stepped into my passion as a Black womanpreneur. The conference that I attended was so amazing, and it truly allowed me to believe that not only could I be a money maker, but that I could also be an inspiration to other money makers as well. So I briefly had one little stint at a nursing home, but due to some injuries from an assault, which if you've been following me, you know that I am a survivor of domestic violence, but those injuries reaffirmed to me that entrepreneurship would be my only path. It was not uncommon or unpopular for me in my life to see other women open salons, to build crafting and catering businesses right out of their kitchen. My grandmother was an entrepreneur. My great aunt was an entrepreneur. So it is definitely in my spirit, and it was passed on to me by most of my aunties. However, although very popular in some cultures, not popular by popular demand or in pop culture, for Black women to seek out the benefits and the beauty of being an entrepreneur. But as a gifted Black and bankable woman, I knew that my maverick skills and spirit would propel me into the clouds and allow me to reach back and to continue to inspire, to motivate, and educate other women entrepreneurs, and that is why I am here. I'm so proud to announce that this year we will be hosting our first She Has Risen retreat. It's going to be a fun-filled weekend with amazing content and speakers, workshops, and conferences that you can attend, and you can get to spend some time with me one-on-one as your host and your money coach, Miss Kalisha. So again, this is our kickoff to She Has Risen, and I'm so proud and so humbled that you are here. Be bold, be beautiful, be brilliant, and be bankable.